We got our black and gold tailgate hour coming up. Many treats right. planned for you. You can follow us on Twitter, 93.7 The Fan, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia. Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer, locations in Wexford, North Huntington, and Uniontown. Visit ShorkeyKia.com. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly, and the time's 11:30. Text Miller Time to 20357 to win a Steelers pullover. All right, Ron. Do you know Chris Sims at all? You ever met him?
No, I have not.
I have met him a couple of times, and I like him. And I like him on television. He's very different from your run-of-the-mill commentator. He's a little offbeat, not afraid to throw out some offbeat opinions, sometimes some crazy opinions, like the one I'm about to tell you. And I actually interviewed him a couple years ago at Steelers training camp because he had just broken the Antonio Brown frozen feet story, of all things, which was unbelievable. And there he was at Steelers camp, and we did a really funny interview. Fun interview. However, sometimes I do feel like he's simply fishing for attention or feedback or throwing stuff out there that he knows people are going to talk about. So, of course, I take the bait here for our show today, and we're going to talk about it too. And who knows, maybe it feeds into what Chris Hoke said yesterday about his perceived Steeler bias out there. Here are Chris Sims' top 10 quarterbacks right now in the NFL. Top 10. Mahomes, Rodgers, Wilson, Murray, Kyle Allen at number 5, Deshaun Watson at 6, Lamar Jackson at 7, Justin Herbert at 8, Joe Burrow at 9, and Ryan Tannehill at 10. Is there a name not there, Ron, that jumps out to you?
Yeah, there is a name there, and it's not Joe Flacco either. That's not the one I was the one I was thinking of. You know what? That's crazy. I mean, you want to say Rodgers and Mahomes, and you know, but you know, how can Roethlisberger be behind at this point a Joe Burrow or a Kyle Allen or you know? That's just ridiculous to me. Ridiculous.
It really is. I mean, Ben has beaten, I think, 4 of the teams on this list already. But forget that. I mean, you could beat a team and have your defense do it. Look what Ben did to Joe Burrow. I mean, come on. You come out of that game and you say the guy in orange was the better quarterback, is the better quarterback. It's laughable. It's embarrassing for him. It's one thing to throw stuff out there and sort of try to get a reaction from people. I get it. I mean, that's the nature of the business here. But you got to come closer to sanity than that. Like, there's a lot of hot takes you could have that wouldn't be totally embarrassing like this one is for him. And it is a Joe Burrow over Ben. Really?
I mean, if you want to say
Tannehill over Ben.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to say Mahomes is better, Rodgers is better, that's fine. But I mean, that's just really stretching it to the point of being silly.
It is. And I'm real tired of this Ryan Tannehill talk. Look, the guy's sort of reinvented his game since he got to Tennessee, and good for him. He's a passable quarterback. He's also working with an unbelievable talent at running back, and their entire passing game is predicated on play action, and he benefits wildly from that. He just does. And you actually look at what this guy, like, look at the Steelers game. You know, he was pretty good in the second half, but is he the guy you want, Ron, when you fall behind? Not me. Their passing game just becomes laughable at times. He passed for less than 100 yards in a couple of playoff games last year, and then they fall behind the Chiefs, and they're done. He's respectable. I give him credit for rejuvenating his career. I don't put him on the same level or even planet as Ben right now if I needed to come back in a football game and win it by winging it around the field. I don't. I think he's gone from underrated to overrated.
It's funny, though, Joe. You know, opinions are like noses, right? Everybody has one. You know, a lot of people now are starting to slowly, and I'm not saying quickly, but slowly jumping on the Ben bandwagon for a possible MVP candidate. I'm seeing more and more of that now, which makes more sense to me than the other way, where you said he's not, where this guy said he's not one of the top 10 quarterbacks. I have seen some people out there seemingly starting to take notice of Roethlisberger as an MVP candidate, and I think that's only good. I think it's right.
For sure. I mean, you look at the odds makers, they have him, I believe, in the top five right now. The worst I've seen him is sixth in the MVP talk. Joe Burrow's not in MVP talk. Ryan Tannehill is not. Even Justin Herbert, for as talented as he is, he looked confused at times last week, and I can tell you that. And if I had to win one game, there's no way you choose Justin Herbert over Ben at the moment. And Lamar Jackson, him neither, or either, whatever the proper phrasing is there. Not even Watson at the moment or Josh Allen. But those ones you could make arguments for any one of those. Allen, Watson, Jackson, certainly Kyler Murray you could make the argument. And then I've got no problem with Mahomes, Rodgers, and Wilson as the top three, of course. But then it just turns into just chaos.
Silliness.
It turns
just into silliness.
Yes.
Yes.
Burlesque. Is that the word? I don't know, Ron. I'm throwing out words that I don't actually know the meaning to or even the pronunciation of today. But whatever it is, come on. I don't even think that's Chris Sims' opinion. I think it's just him trying to get attention. So, of course, we gave it to him. Good for us. Coming up, Ron, let's talk about what I just brought up in the last segment. If you're Mike Tomlin, if you're the Steelers, do you have to start it really more in the name of preserving your players, but also looking forward to Baltimore, especially on that defensive line and maybe even a little bit with the linebacker rotation? Do you rotate more guys in Jacksonville knowing that you're coming back 4 days later for a really physical game? I wonder about that strategy. I want to ask you about that. We can also take a look at the NFL schedule for this weekend. As we move ahead here, we have the Black and Gold Tailgate Hour coming up.